Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Merloni and Fourier.
I think they have the right personnel to limit him to two catches.
Two catches, Corey two catches. Davis?
You want any piece of that? You want a piece of that?
Yeah, what do you want to bet on it? Yeah, we could have a little side action.
An eyebrow. Like.
This is a tale of two quarterbacks. One is a psycho that runs blocks for his running backs.
Then you're going to see a quarterback number 10 get his head in there.
The other had a lot of interceptions.
And that one from Wilson was just a punt.
Is four a lot of interceptions?
I don't know what he was doing. I don't know what he was thinking.
The Patriots got their first win of the season. Mac Jones got the first win of his career, and we want your reaction.
Where else can he go? Does he think he's going to get better? Better than 75% completion percentage? Touchdown, no turnovers?
It's Lou.
I'm not even
three,
looking at
two,
you.
3, 2, 1, will you stop?
I'm not looking at you.
Bob Costas.
Holy sh**, Costas.
It's Christian.
What is that called? Is that called a sidebar?
The under.
Okay, I'll take that too. All right.
On WEEI.
Oh, happy Monday, everybody. We got a Patriots Monday here with Merloni and Fourier. We'll talk to Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. At 2:30, you'll hear from him as he breaks down his first NFL win. Patriots win, beat the Jets, actually, 25-6. This is a good one. It feels like a regular Monday here for you. Everything's
Kind
of back to normal.
Well, how's that?
Well, you just bitch about a Patriots win.
Oh, yeah. I fully intend to bitch about a Patriots win. Yes.
It was a W, right? It was a W against an awful performance from a quarterback against Zach Wilson.
Against a team that probably will find it very difficult to win three games tops. Three games tops. That the Jets suck.
Wow.
They're terrible.
I can't even imagine. I actually got a buddy of mine, actually a friend of mine, is like a Jets and a Yankees fan. And I got a text like Sunday. I'm like, hey, how you doing today? You doing pretty good or what? Yankees are getting smoked.
It's a good weekend.
Jets are getting smoked.
Well, the Giants are no better. Both
teams
are 0-2.
It's pathetic. But I'll say this. I want to start here, though.
Go ahead.
Because a lot of talk last week. Mac Jones looked so good in week one that Josh McDaniels being too conservative, that he needs to take shots down the field. And I said then, and I say it here on a Monday, Josh McDaniels is doing the right thing. Two games into a rookie season of Mac Jones, there is nothing wrong with doing what he's doing right now. You want to talk about what it's going to look like at the end of the year or next year or moving forward, we can. But right now, this conservative approach, look around. As a matter of fact, look at the guy you just played. Do you want the Patriots to sit there and say, okay, let's put it in the right arm of Mac Jones like the Jets do with Wilson, like the Jags have to do with Trevor Lawrence? They are bad football teams. They need their quarterback to go out and make plays and move the ball down the field. And because of it, they're showing that they're not ready. They are not ready to play in this league right now, 2 weeks in. They don't see coverage. They make stupid mistakes. They don't know where to throw it, when to throw it, when to throw it away. Nothing. Meanwhile, you got a guy in Mac Jones who, again, 70%, right? He's up into that category again. I know he's dinking and dunking. I know James White is leading the team in receptions. But I'm telling you, it's the right thing to do right now for this team that's trying to win football games, unlike the Jets and the Jags.
It's the right thing to do.
It is for
it's
now.
It's the right thing to do. Okay,
it is.
So I'm going to somewhat co-sign with you on this because I do think that if you're into sexy, if you're into flair, if you're into attitude, this is not the offense for you.
No.
If you're into like vanilla, if you're into missionary, if that's your thing, mundane, boring, same whole thing over and over
lights
again.
Off.
If that is your thing,
lights off.
Lights. Oh yeah, T-shirt on, God. Lights off, no music playing.
Missionary, forget it.
Yeah, no candles whatsoever.
Nope.
This is your offense. And I give you post game for Mac Jones because they were talking about, okay, why won't you throw it downfield? And I got $100 if anybody wants a piece of this action. that for some reason, somehow, Mac Jones is going to take the blame for not throwing the football down the field?
I think it was just me. Just I can push the ball down the field more.
Oh, my God.
I can definitely just hold the ball in a good way, just maybe move and try and make a better throw down the field on a lot of plays. So,
okay, so of course it was his fault. I think there is a fear inside of him. What I call it, you know, a built up fear from his childhood that does not allow him to take unneeded risk. Like, what is it? There's something in the insurance, like risk assessment.
Yes.
Like those managers. Like,
yes.
Okay, I don't know if I can give you a policy because you live a crazy life. He would never give anybody a life or death policy. Everybody would fail because everybody's too crazy, too risky. This is a guy that is all about keeping it safe, keeping it clean, keeping it accountable. I don't think he wants the burden of being the reason that the team loses.
Like
Zach Wilson. So I think he subconsciously, this is me being Dr. Foyer.
Okay.
Subconsciously, he is going to avoid opportunities because he deems them too risky. So, like, it's the whole risk-reward thing. But even though, you know, it's not like, okay, the end of the world, he'd rather not even take a chance. So, what do you get? Dink, dunk, wide-open player. You know what? I'm going to go with my first read, which is the open guy, even though if I wait a half second longer, I could get paid a bigger dividend, a bigger return on my investment. He's just okay with just getting by.
So, let me ask you, you think that is him? Or do you think that's Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick pounding that in this kid's head from day one?
Well, I do think, okay, so here's the thing, though. I think that is him because I can show you example after example, example of quarterbacks who were probably told the same exact thing, but they just can't resist.
Yeah, but this guy's got Belichick and Josh telling him.
He's got his childhood. He's got his
when
Pop
Robert
Warner
Sala
team.
Tells you that.
He's got his, well, I mean, as opposed to Zach Wilson, who literally, I think, his mentality is something is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Something is better than nothing. That's what he suffers from. Even though the outcome is terrible, he'd rather do something and have it be bad than nothing and just kick the ball.
Well, see, I think from Mikey Reese's article today, he said through some numbers out there, Mac is now 29th out of the 33 qualified quarterbacks in yards per attempt, air yards per attempt. He averages like, what, 5.3? He also has in there that Jones attempted 7 passes on running back checkdowns, second most in the NFL behind Tennessee Titans quarterback Ryan Tannehill. So there's a lot of these numbers, checkdown numbers, and I do think when you remember, I always like the Patriot offense is sort of like Brady on like first down, like take the 6 yards. You know, how many times do you watch a game and a guy rolls out and there's someone in the flat running with you, you know, to the sideline, like just throw it, just give it to him. I mean, it's a free 5 or 6 yards. Just give it to him. It's 2nd and 4, and they don't, and they throw it down. They are telling him that's the throw. Yeah, but something might develop late downfield. Nope, that's the throw.
Yeah.
Make it 2nd and 4. Take this, take that. And I think the example is, do we even know? I don't even know. We haven't seen like the film yet. Does anybody really know on that double pass if Aguilar was open downfield
who's
deep?
Do you mean all 22?
I don't think all 22s come out on Tuesday.
That's right. They gotta break it. This is 1 o'clock in.
But
they're probably out
Trent
already.
Green saying
out. They think it's man coverage. And
yeah, so I think people at the game, oh, whatever. They didn't really show it to you. But even that, a double pass, he checks down.
Right away.
To throw it for like an 8-yard pass, 10-yard pass,
because,
go run with it.
Because I do think that, here's a basic football offensive concept, okay? The waggle route, okay? You have, just call it, you got a guy that runs to the flat, and they're either a tight end or a receiver that runs over the top. What most coaches tell you to do is if that flat route is open, give it to him. Give it to him early so he can run up the field. But most quarterbacks, they can't resist. They want the big payday.
Right.
They want to wait for that deep crossing route. So what happens is you give up on the quick little angle route. Now that's covered. You can't go back to that. The deep crosser is covered. And it's normally, you know, 8 times out of 10, 7 times out of 10 covered. So what you do is you end up losing on both. So because you were greedy and you waited for the big payoff, you missed an easy opportunity, which could have given you 1 a first down or 2, you know, at least a big play. But Mac is all about, I'm on the small investment, big dividend. I'm just gonna like easily just build my nest egg instead of going all in. He's never going all in. And I will say the other problem is
never?
Not Nolan. Not with this. Do you think that this offensive personnel is built for speed?
No, it's not. I understand that. But I think if you run that double pass week 10, week 12, week 14, he takes a shot to Aguilar deep. and doesn't look at Jonnu Smith 10 yards downfield and give it to him so he can run another eight. You know what I mean? Like that to me, like again, it was like a double pass check down. You know, and they've turned the ball over four times. You know, in the NFL, how many teams have, when you get a big turnover in the NFL, what's the first play a lot of times?
Well, take a shot.
Take a shot. Am I wrong?
Take a shot, yeah.
Take a shot.
Yeah.
They ever take a shot? I think they ran the ball after every single turnover. You know what I mean? There's no shots taken.
Second one, take a shot.
And I think that's more of what they're telling this kid than what he's capable of. Early in the year. Do not take a shot downfield. We don't want to turn the ball over. I'm going to show – and here's the thing. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to show you the Zach Wilson tape as much as I'm going to show you your own and say, this is why we're doing what we're doing. Keep doing it. Keep the game close. It's not sexy. We're going to win this football game. We're not going to make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, I don't know how far that can take you. I mean, it'll be interesting to see next week against the Saints. I don't know. We'll see. They look like a completely different team. Winston looked like himself, turned the ball over a couple times. But that week four game, don't take shots down the field. Like, don't push the ball. Oh, okay.
They won't do it, especially in that game. Especially
early in that game. Okay.
They'll give you some. Brady will give you a couple. Winston will give you a couple. I believe that.
You're checking down 17 points in like the third quarter. You're checking down.
Well, that's different. Now we're going.
Well, that's
now
what
we're
I'm saying.
Empty.
I want to see what that second half of that game looks like. But this, I think, is planned. And still, I think it's the right approach. Do you think it's the wrong approach?
It's the only approach.
Well, maybe
it's the only approach. The only approach they have.
Maybe
they have
go.
No other option.
There you go. All right, listen, Patriots. As Christian would say, they're going to have the least sexy offense in the league. Now they're going to need elite defensive play. So is yesterday more bad Jets or good Patriots defense? We'll do that next on Maloney and Fourier.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to Maloney and Fourier on WEEI.
Zach Wilson fires one over the middle into traffic. It's tipped, batted around, intercepted by New England. Through the hands of Corey Davis, and it looks like that one was intercepted. Fires one deep right sideline, underthrown, and easily intercepted. Three picks already thrown. Lobs one left sideline. It's going to be an interception, easily picked off by Devin McCourty. Interception number four. And that one from Wilson was just a punt. He just hoisted a helium ball
up the left side of the field, and Devin McCourty was standing there waiting for it.
I don't know what he was doing. I don't know what he was thinking. He never followed through. It was just, like you said, a deep pass to nobody.
Deep pass to nobody.
Man, nobody had four receptions then.
Boy, that definitely sums up. That definitely nobody sums up. MVP. I mean, 0 for 2 in his first two drives with two picks. And this pretty much sums it up here, too. Rich Cimini covers the Jets, beat writer for the Jets. Zach Wilson's the fourth rookie QB, taking the top five with zero touchdown passes and four interceptions in the game. In the last 20 seasons, the last three quarterbacks to do it are all Jets. So Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold, and Mark Sanchez. He says, by the way, Alex Smith did it in 2005. But the last three quarterbacks to throw zero touchdown passes and four interceptions in a game in the last 20 seasons, three of the four of Jets. Like, I'm watching this game. Like, it's the last one to McCourty. I don't even know what to tell you. So, I mean, we can sit there and say, you know, Bill Belichick confuses rookie quarterbacks.
Nope.
Was that a confusion of a rookie quarterback, or was it just... Jesus, what are you doing?
You know what? Okay, confusion exists when they're, you know, like eight guys are on the line of scrimmage and he doesn't know who's bailing and who's blitzing. He doesn't know. He's trying to figure out who the mic is. And then, you know, sure enough, he thinks he knows, but they trick him because that's what the defense is trying to do.
And he tries a quick pass and the linebacker drops back.
And he throws it right into the linebacker. Right. Okay. That is a defensive coordinator tricking in a young quarterback who just really doesn't have the volume of information to make the right decision. Yeah, he's young, but these plays... That's why I say something is better than nothing mentality, because it's almost as if I'm not willing to just waste the opportunity. I'm not willing to just throw the ball into the dirt, to throw it out of bounds and punt. There's no value in punting. We don't get anything out of punting. I'd rather just throw it down the field and hopefully one of my guys will be in the vicinity and maybe, you know, they'll get lucky.
You know, the first
pick, to me is a chip that is loose.
The first pick he threw, like, we were just watching it before the show. I know Bentley was coming kind of unblocked in his front, but just as he plants that front back foot and the arm comes up, if you just freeze frame it, like, J.C. Jackson is facing the quarterback with Corey Davis right behind him. Like, he's right behind him. Like, literally, you can barely see Davis because he's bigger than him, but still. Like, Jackson's right in front of him, and McCourty's standing right behind him. Like, 5 yards, 8 yards away. And he throws it.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, right here, freeze frame. Why? What are you thinking? Like, again, it's not like you're in the zone coverage and you throw to an open man, then all of a sudden you don't realize the corner lays off and kind of jumps in front. You're like, whoa, that corner came out of nowhere. I didn't see him. Like, a lot of these were right in front of him. And he just...
See, that is why I've said this.
What
forever.
Are you doing?
I think receivers should bear some sort of the burden on their stat sheet just as much as quarterbacks should. Because I thought Corey Davis was just as much at fault as Zach Wilson. On the first one, I thought they shared it. On the second interception, when it went right through Corey Davis'
what
hands.
What a great pass,
that
though.
Is all his fault. But even that, I would say... Why are you throwing it so hard?
The underthrow was awful, too, the third one.
Why are you – no, but the one to Corey – why are you throwing it so hard? Why are you making it so hard on me, the receiver? I get it. I get paid a lot of money. I'm a number one. I'm going to catch it. But why are you constantly testing me? Throw a catchable ball. It's roll to the right, chuck it as hard as I can. To me, I hate quarterbacks like that. You have no ability to kind of put it into third gear when needed. The last two, okay, fine. Just – I don't understand what you're thinking. So I looked at this and I saw you just read off a tweet, which I thought was pretty interesting. I said, okay, is it time? Is it too early to just bail on a guy like Zach Wilson? Is he damaged good before the third game of the season?
No.
Well, I will say this. There is another quarterback that is getting his number retired in New York City. His name is Eli Manning. He was dreadful in his first four NFL starts. He threw one touchdown in six interceptions and had a 39% completion percentage. So, ends up winning two Super Bowls, getting his number retired. He's kind of a big deal in New York City. I still think this is different. I feel like this kid, you're going to need a lot of retooling, reprogramming to kind of just get him to settle the F down. That's what I would say. And some of that's the coaching. So, and they said it during the telecast. You have a rookie coach, rookie head coach, a first-time play caller, guys never called plays, a brand-new receiver that comes over from another team, and a rookie quarterback. Nobody knows anything. Nobody knows anything. And the lack of accountability and responsibility. How about that? Responsibility, Zach Wilson. You're holding the hopes and dreams of an entire franchise in your hands. That whole, you know, goofy thing that Mac was saying last week, we're like, look how corny this guy is. It is kind of important.
I mean, J.C. Jackson's a very good corner, you know, and I don't know, two more picks. Am I ready to say he's a number one corner? I need to see more against different quarterbacks, and maybe they're not going to be tested at all until Gilmore comes back. Who knows? We'll see. I know they will be week four. And McCourty, we know what Devin McCourty is. But, you know, I can't sit there and say the Patriots' defense, they gave up 6 points. It was, like, dominant. As I looked at Zach Wilson and just said, oh, my God. Like, he just handed it to you. You know, he handed it to you. And, by the way, it's you talk about taking pressure off a quarterback. Man, they ran for 5 yards a carry. They ran right through you. You know, I mean, Johnson, Coleman, Carter, like, they just ran right through you. And you're just sitting there saying, okay, you know, first and six. And this is why I say what you're doing with Mac Jones, everybody wants him to open it up. They want him to do more. Well, you know, he's checking down. He's moving the chain. Sure, when they get into the red zone, we're going to get into that in a little bit. You know, probably the top of the hour after we talk to Mac Jones, by the way. That'll be in like 6 minutes. You know, yeah, maybe they have to take more chances in the red zone. I don't know. But even then, you don't want turnovers in the red zone. They're doing the right thing. Because this kid, what we saw last night, you could have that. You could have an offense sitting there putting more in the kid's plate, having him throw the ball downfield and make bad decisions, as opposed to maybe taking a check down here and there, hitting your tight ends, you know, 4 or 5 yards, put the ball in their hands. Let them make plays rather than pushing the ball downfield. You are two drives into it, and he's 0 for 2 with two interceptions. Don't think at that point, you're like, I wish we had a mulligan. I wish we started this game a little bit differently. I wish we were a little bit safer early on to get him into a flow of an offense. A couple of dinks, a couple of dunks, 3 for 3. Okay, now we'll take some pressure off him. He's into the game. Let's roll. He's 0 for 2, and he wants to hide with 2 picks. Like, right out of the gate. Right out of the gate.
See, and I said this last week. I said he got sacked so much last week, and he got hit so much. I just believe that he was not going to let that be a factor. He was going to throw the ball. I think he went into the situation saying, I'm making sure I'm throwing the ball. I'm not going to get it. He started getting sacked in the second half, but he wasn't going to get hit. He wasn't going to sit there and eat it. He wasn't going to allow them to affect him. So he was throwing it no matter what. Okay, listen, don't overthink it. I can just hear his coaches now. Don't overthink it. That back foot hits on your final step. Bam. You get rid of it. Trust your eyes. Trust your eyes.
Instincts.
Instincts. You got to anticipate. Like he was just, I don't know. What? This is a disaster for the Jets. A disaster for the Jets. They're already a young team. They're young in the coaching staff. I mean, their tight ends coach is a first-year coaching staff. Their head coach is a first-year coach. Their offensive play caller. All of them are first-year everything. I told you, they may be lucky to win 3 games.
Man.
Maybe.
I may have to reassess. I had one at
maybe.
6. I may have to reassess.
So doesn't it kind of make you sit there and go, okay, you really get irritated when you see what happened with the Miami Dolphins, and you go, wow, you really should have won that game. You really should be 2-0 right now because maybe the Dolphins aren't nearly as good as we thought they were. But this team, they had so many miscues in the first half. They had fumbles. They had the kicker kicking it out of bounds. They had
the Patriots.
What the hell is going on?
We'll get more into that at the top of the hour. By the way, we just put a poll out there on Twitter.
Oh, I love polls.
At Merlone Fourier.
No check.
Was it
no
more about check. The bad Jets offense or the good Patriots defense? I'm curious to see what that poll looks like in a couple of hours. We'll address it then.
Can we get a poll in here, please?
Yeah, so coming up next, it's Monday, which means we talked to the quarterback. Mac Jones joins Merlone and Fourier. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back to Maloney and Forey. It is a Patriots Monday, which means it's time to talk to the quarterback. Our quarterback interview is sponsored by Mass General Cancer Center, Every Day Amazing, and by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health at northeastmenshealth.com. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Mac Jones. Mac, it must feel a lot better waking up today as opposed to last week after getting your first NFL win.
Yeah, it's definitely better than losing, so hopefully we can continue to do that.
Does the 24-hour rule work for wins and losses? So we're, you know, as far as, you know, looking at tape too soon?
Yeah, I'd say just it depends, but, you know, 24 hours is always good to just relax and just recover your body and not move on to the next game too quickly. I mean, it doesn't hurt to peek at some stuff on film and things like that, but I felt that if you can keep it consistent with the 24 hours.
I have a feeling you were peaking. Were you peaking? Yeah, be honest.
Yeah, I definitely peaked.
So, Mac, I wanted to ask you, after the game, you were talking about you felt like you could push the ball downfield more. So I'm just curious, are you passing up opportunities to take shots down the field?
I wouldn't say that. I just think it goes back to just me sticking to my rules. And there's some times when the defense takes plays away, and that's why we play. I mean, they're good on defense too. But at the same time, I feel like you take the three or four plays or whatever it may be, whether it's from a practice or a game, and you rewatch them, and you're like, okay, I could have probably thrown that one. But at the end of the day, it's about moving the ball and taking what the defense gives you. And if they give you the deep shot, then take it. If they give you the short, then take the short. So it's kind of just what the defense is doing, really.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's got to be a strong coaching point with Josh McDaniels and Bill, obviously, because I watch a guy like Zach Wilson just throwing, you know, passes into team meetings where nobody's there. And so I guess, do you feel like there's the fear of throwing an interception or causing a critical mistake is so strong that you rather, you know, live on the side of caution as opposed to the more riskier pass that maybe pay off a bigger dividends to you?
Yeah, I think just when you look at turnover statistics, team that turns the ball over less usually wins. I don't know what it is. It's pretty high, though, percentage-wise. So just if you have less turnovers than the other team, and yesterday we definitely could have capitalized more on the turnovers we got, but as long as you're ending every possession in the kick, then things will be moving in the right direction. So that's kind of always what I've been taught. But I think there may be some things that I can adjust, and I will do that and just listen to the feedback that I get because, you know, in the past, obviously in college, it's a completely different game. And, you know, not to bring that up or anything, but it is different here in the NFL. And you kind of just have to play possession football and try and just stick to your rules and throw to the open guy. And it shouldn't be that confusing or complicated.
So, like, the example I was going to use is the double pass, the pass you throw to James White, he throws it back, you throw it to Jonnu Smith, and on the television copy, Trent Green was talking about how Aguilar was open, and that was a play that you could have made, but you took the shallow route with Jonnu Smith. When you went back and looked at the film, was that an opportunity? If you had to do it over again, you would have thrown it to Aguilar?
Yeah, I think with that type of play, it's just kind of hard sometimes to, you know, read it out as best you can because you catch the ball and there's no one protecting. Not because they don't want to. It's just not part of the play. It's just a one-and-done deal because I'm by myself when James threw it back to me. So I just saw Jonnu flash in front of me and got it out really quick. Yeah, I think if you go back and watch it, I definitely could have, you know, held the ball and maybe even looked before I caught it to see if there's anyone around me. I just didn't really have as good of awareness as I should have had. But, yeah, it's plays like that where you look at it, and it was a good play call, and I could have definitely executed better. And there's a few of those every practice, every game, and if we can just get those out of there, then everything will start kind of working in our favor.
Talking to Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. And, Mac, I'm just curious because you know, Zach Wilson's on the other side of it. He goes number two. You go number 15. Are you one of those guys that looks at the four guys that went in front of you and looks forward to playing each and every one of them? Because, you know, you all played this kid yesterday.
Not really. I think every week it's just focused on what I can do and how I can be the best quarterback that I can be, because it's really not, you know, you against the other person. It's just we're playing football, and it's our offense against their defense, and then their offense against our defense. So a lot of it's out of our control, and we just have to play together and play complementary football to where the offense is complementing the defense and vice versa. So I don't ever try and look at it like that. I think it just kind of goes back to execution and doing what I'm supposed to do.
So I want to go back to something you said a little bit ago, when you said every drive end with a kick. And obviously, you know, field goal, extra point, right? And even a punt. And I'm just curious because, you know, again, Zach, he ends up throwing four interceptions yesterday. Is that just something that's been ingrained in you as far as turnovers? And you'd rather punt than, say, throw picks? Things like, just, is that just a frame of mind for you?
Yeah, I think that's just an old saying in football, I guess. Or some coaches teach it, some coaches don't. But I just, from what I've been listening here and things like that, we just want to control the ball, and we want to end the possession in the kick, and sometimes it's going to be a punt. You want them all to be extra points. That would be ideal when you say that, but we have a good punter and we have a good special team, so it's, you know, okay to punt, but at the same time, it's also good to just get it in the end zone or get the 3 points, because that's what it comes down to, is scoring points, and you're not just sitting there thinking about punting all the time. You're just trying to execute the plays, and the points will come.
Do you think sometimes that the offense is a little too safe and too conservative?
No. I think just each week I've only been here for the preseason games and for the two games we've played, and we've had a good plan. And obviously Josh does a really good job preparing all of us, and we have a plan for what the defense is going to give us, and we don't overplan or anything like that to expect what they might do or what we think they're going to do. And we just kind of stick to what we do, and he calls great plays, and we got to execute them better. And I think the offense, when we watch the film together, we're all going to say that we can definitely play better and execute the plays that were called better, and we will. So,
we're talking to Mac Jones, and Mac, I'm wondering how quickly did you realize it was probably a bad idea to jump into that pile with Damian Harris crossing the goal line when you looked around and saw all your offensive linemen doing the same thing? Like, I'm just watching that saying, get out of there.
Yeah. I think, honestly, it was just a good run and good blocking, and then I just kind of saw Damian get a little bit held up at, like, the half-yard line. I think he probably would have got in anyways, but I just ran down there and shoved him in, but everyone else was pushing too, so it was a giant team effort, like rugby or something, and we just made it happen, and it was good to score. That's always what you're supposed to do on offense, and whether it's running, passing, whatever, just try and get it in the end zone and get 6 points.
You know, I got to commend you though on the because that was the one play a lot of people were talking about. I got to commend you on the reverse block, because most of the times, Mac, like this, quarterbacks embarrass themselves. They whiff, they fall on the ground. The guy that they're trying to block doesn't even, like, you know, notice that they're there. They just kind of avoid them, right? Because they're just in the way. You actually got in the guy's way. Now, it wasn't a, you know, bone crushing block, but you made a difference. Was there any part of you that said probably should just stay out of this one too?
Not really. I mean, the rule is, the chop block rule is in between the tackle box, so I knew that I was allowed to do it. And you know, maybe if I was outside, I would definitely try to block him still, because that's who I was supposed to get. So, I mean, it's just part of the play, and we did a good job on that play of KB just running it and making a play, and then the offensive line selling the other play, and then we flipped it back. So it was just actually well executed. And, I mean, whatever my job is to do on the play, I'm going to try and do it to help the team.
So, Mac, 1-for-4 the first week in the red zone, 1-for-3 yesterday. So, you guys are 2-for-7 now in the year. So, in your opinion, what can be done? Like, what is it? Because I know some penalties, but what can be done to be more efficient in the red zone for you?
That's a good question. I mean, for me, it just goes back to maybe just executing better during practice. I think we've definitely put an emphasis on it, and we've gotten more reps at it, and just in the red zone, you kind of have to flip a switch in your brain. Not that you shouldn't be aware at all times during the game, but once you get down there, everything's a little tighter. I mean, the sidelines are obviously there, and then the field gets t- tighter because of the yardage. So you don't have as much space to work with. And sometimes that can be an issue, but I think it's more just about us executing the plays that are called and doing it against tighter looks and me making more competitive throws and things like that. I don't think there's any like big thing that we're missing. It's just little things. So I think we'll definitely improve on that this week in practice. And the other thing is we can't be so worried about the stats of it all. We just have to execute the plays for what they are and flip the switch in our brain just to be ready in the red zone and kind of be alert more.
So, Mac, I don't even know if you realize it, because I didn't really realize until I saw a stat kind of after this game, that in the red zone, like, you have yet to, I think, attempt to pass in the end zone. Were you even aware of that? Like, I didn't even recall that until you thought back on it.
Yeah, I think it goes back to running the ball well, which we can do, and then we'll have those plays that we need to get people in there, and I need to throw them the ball, and we've done that. So it's not like the plays aren't called. It's just sometimes it's a little tighter down there, like I said, and the competitive throws that I need to make will be there, and I can continue to practice those and work on that because it's tight coverage in the NFL, and you just have to continue to find ways to get our playmakers the ball because we have great skill players, good running backs, good tight ends, and good receivers. So I don't know why there isn't a reason to not get them the ball. It starts with me, and they'll make plays and run the routes they're supposed to run. So they've done a good job, and I can do better.
See, that's kind of the thing. I think Patriot fans, or even myself, you watch the game and you're seeing you out there making the right decisions, you're accurate. And when I see stats like that, or I see, you know, the balls, you know, check downs and things, I almost feel like they're not letting you do this yet because you're young in your career. And I almost want to be like, go to Josh McDaniels and just be like, hey, can I do this? Like, let me sling it a little bit, right? Because those kind of numbers almost makes it feel like they're putting restrictions on you.
No, I don't think it's that. I mean, I think it's just, like I said, just whatever they call, and they've called good plays, and Josh has done a good job preparing me in the red zone, knowing what the other team's going to do and stuff. So I definitely can just have this conversation with him, and that to let him know that I can do better, because I feel like it's more on me than anybody else. And I can make those tight window throws, and I have in the past, and we can be better. So it kind of just is what it is, and we can obviously work on it and maybe come up with different ways to have some creativity or whatever just to get the offense to come together in the red zone. And all right, here we go. We're in the red zone. Let's flip the switch or whatever just to make sure that we're all aware of the situation.
So when fellow rookie Ramondre Stevenson has a rough game, and then doesn't, you know, play in the next game, basically is deactivated. Do you guys kind of talk at all about the situation? Do you offer him any, you know, encouragement or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Mondre is obviously super competitive. And I don't know, you know, I'm not in charge of who plays and who doesn't, but obviously Mondre works hard every day. He's a rookie. He's young, just like me. But he's a hard worker, so that'll pay off in the long run. And, you know, I just always try and keep it loose with him. You know, we always, whatever we're talking about, whether it's on Saturdays, talking about the college football games or whatever, just having those conversations and keeping it loose and relaxed is cool with all the rookies. And I feel like we're really close, all of us, and we'll all get better together. And we all been working hard, so that's all you can ask for is just hard work and your effort, and then everything else will just take care of itself, playing time, all the other stuff. So I think we'll all have a good understanding of that.
Okay, so the quarterback question of the week. Are you ready for this one? This one's going to surprise you. Okay, let me sell some soap real quick. Then I'll
prepare
you
for this one.
All right, so the quarterback question of the week is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with locations in Dedham, near Legacy Place, and in Salem, New Hampshire, online at northeastmenshealth.com. Okay, so we find out that Nick Saban's, your former coach, his favorite saying is, "D's nuts." Okay. That was from, Jordan Battle, Alabama football player. Did you even know about this?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I definitely knew about it. Yeah, it's kind of his thing. He's been doing it for a while. I think he needs to get some new ones. But
so he runs joke. Around and tries to get guys with the joke.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he'll get you though, because he's pretty, he's serious, and then he'll be like, hey, whatever, and then he'll just hit you with one of those jokes, and you'll just catch it out of the blue, and you're just kind of like, whoa, that just happened. But he's been doing that for as long as I was there, and probably well before too.
Do you does Bill have you figured out what Bill's favorite saying is yet?
I haven't, but we've had some good conversations, and he's got some humor too, and I think as the years go on, I'm sure there'll be some stuff that definitely will pop up, and I'll have to get back to y'all on that one.
So nothing like because Julian Edelman is becoming famous for his Bill Belichick impersonation. So I'm wondering. It's do you have one? Does anyone else on the team do one? I mean, anything like that? You got to have a version of it, I'm sure.
No, I really don't. I mean, he's one of a kind, and no one should emulate him. But I definitely can't. So, I mean, there's probably people, but not I.
There will be a day when you will.
You'll feel more comfortable when you're older, but right now, probably safe not to admit that you do a Bill Belichick
for sure.
All right, Mac. Listen, man. Thanks for joining us. Congrats on your first win, and good luck next week. You return home against the Saints. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. See you guys.
Conversation with the Quarterback is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off of it. Now it's time to review this week's powerful play, brought to you by NL. Damian Harris ran through 7 Jets defenders for a Patriots touchdown. That's this week's powerful play, brought to you by NL, the official energy partner of Gillette Stadium. All right, Maloney and Fourier come back. We'll continue to talk some Mac Jones and the struggles this team is having in the red zone. That's coming up next on Maloney and Fourier.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.